Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With public attention still focused on little more than the coronavirus, the two Democrats running for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts are stepping up their rhetoric as they try to get noticed. The two progressives, incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey and his challenger, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, are increasingly taking shots at one another in their virtual campaigns. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has this campaign check-in.
This remains a puzzling primary race for many Massachusetts Democrats, a contest between two solid progressives who agree on just about every issue. But now, amidst the pandemic, the campaign is on.
Right now, our country's hurting.
This month, Kennedy launched his first campaign ad. It's airing across the state and on digital platforms, and it presents him as an advocate for working Americans during the pandemic.
That's why I'm fighting for life-saving medical equipment, COVID testing for everyone, direct cash payments, and paid sick leave for all.
The ad features images of Kennedy on Zoom calls as his campaign adapts to the pandemic. Markey, too, has adapted, pivoting his campaign and Senate work to an online reality.
Yeah, I'll just start. And we want to thank everyone for joining us this morning.
This was a recent Zoom news conference in which Markey pushed a bill he's sponsoring with Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Kamala Harris of California. It would send American families as much as $4,000 a month in direct cash payments to help them through the current economic crisis.
We're back to the Great Depression. Herbert Hoover did not understand the magnitude of the response which was necessary. We're at that same point right now. Donald Trump does not understand. So we're introducing a Rooseveltian level response.
Advocating for generous cash payments like this is just one example of how similar Markey's and Kennedy's policy priorities are. Here's what Kennedy told me recently.
Back in early March, I proposed a series of reforms in order to try to help families navigate through this crisis, and direct cash payments was one of them.
They agree on that and on lots of other stuff. The Green New Deal, which Markey co-sponsored with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and which Kennedy supports. They agree on Medicare for all, immigrant rights, stricter gun control, and lots more. But lately, in an effort to sharpen his case against Markey, Kennedy has settled on this. Markey doesn't spend enough time in Massachusetts.
You can't afford to have absent leadership. You do have to be here. And you have to be here because you need to be listening to the concerns and the causes of the people around your state. It is awfully hard to know that and to see it and to feel it if you're just not here.
In response to that charge, Markey accuses Kennedy of cheap politics in a moment of national crisis.
Yeah, no one should be playing politics with the coronavirus pandemic.
It's a familiar charge against Markey, one that's come up in previous elections, that he spends more time in his home in Chevy Chase, Maryland, than in his family home in Malden. He's rejected the charge in the past, and he rejects it now.
And Anthony, as you talk to me, I'm here in my dining room in Malden, in the house in which I grew up. It isn't just where I live. It's how I live. It's the people who I fight for every single day.
If Markey and Kennedy have similar politics, they have very different backgrounds. Markey is the son of a milkman. Kennedy is, well, a Kennedy. The Markey campaign touts a long record of promoting progressive causes, and Bill Curry knows something about that. Curry was a domestic policy advisor for President Bill Clinton, and in the 1980s, he was the political director of the nuclear freeze movement, and says Markey, then a congressman, was an important ally.
What Markey does today with Representative Ocasio-Cortez on the Green New Deal is exactly what he was doing in 1984 with those of us in the nuclear freeze. He was getting way out in front of an issue the public would eventually embrace.
Curry says that long record should help Markey. On the other hand, he's 73, and he's been representing Massachusetts and Washington since before Kennedy, who's 39, was born. Curry says that gives Kennedy a powerful message of generational change within an aging party.
People know that the Democratic Party has failed to renew itself. Kennedy looks like the future they've been dreaming of, and his name is Kennedy.
A couple of recent polls show Kennedy leading Markey, though they suggest lots of voters could still change their mind. The two candidates will have a chance to make their cases and face each other in a live debate in Springfield, co-sponsored by WBUR 2 weeks from today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.